Okay, in this week's Parsha, Avraham Avinu does the courageous act of fighting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, through tefillah in order to save and push off the imminent destruction of Sodom and Amorah. And when Avraham Avinu goes through this entire tefillah, other than the fact that there's a lot of beautiful imagery that Avraham Avinu says, which we have Zechuyo, some of it actually makes its way into Slichos, and if you notice, if you look at the Pesukim, as well as the fact that Anochi offer ve'efer, the Gemara makes a drasha, right? That discuss Anochi offer ve'efer, we're zocha to certain mitzvahs in the Torah. But Amram's main point is, well, if there's going to be certain tzaddikim who are living in Sodom, then it wouldn't be kedai for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, chalil alach, right? To lahamis, a tzaddikim rasha, right? To kill a tzaddik with a rasha. But there's a cutoff point of how many tzaddikim would be good enough to save each krach. And how many is that? 10, right? 10 is the number in which Avraham Avinu is really focusing on. And what about 10? What is so significant about the number 10? So we have association with 10 when it comes to
Minyan,
exactly. Minyan is when 10 we want to perform a davar shebikdusha, a minyan of 10 men are necessary. Where do we learn out 10 from? Where do we learn out minyan from? So Gemara explains that we learn it out from Eda. You need an Eda. Where does an Eda come from?
From the Meraglim.
The Meraglim, excellent. Yes, the Meraglim or that of 10. And therefore we also learn that a minion of Darshan Kedusha needs 10. It's a very, very strange thing that we learn out the idea of a minion, which we use for Darshan Kedusha, from the Meraglim, where that's the farthest thing from a Darshan Kedusha, correct? Right, the Meraglim caused one of the most catastrophic sins and the fallout from that Am Yisrael had to live in the Midbar for the extra 40 years because of the Lashon Hara that they spoke. Yet that is the makar for when we engage in Davar Shebikdusha, where we're able to interact with the Shekhinah in a much more intense way. So Machen explains that the Yisod HaDavar is that we see that the idea of 10 people have the ability to influence the world around them. That's the Yisod HaDavar. That the Meraglim, which are only 10 people, think about it, 10 people out of a nation of 2 million, and think of the destruction that they caused. Think of the negative fallout that took place specifically because the Meraglim spoke that Lashon Hara and the influence that and the impact it had on the rest of Am Yisrael. So too, in a positive way, we learn out from the Meraglim when 10 Jews get together to sing Shiros and Vishishbachos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to daven towards Him, to say Yehi Shmei Rabba, to say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. But when 10 men get together, that can also affect the world in a very, very positive and beautiful way. That can also have, long-lasting effects. And it's because of that, says the Rav, why Avraham Avinu, what was the cutoff to save the city? 10. Because if he had those 10 individuals, then perhaps there was a chance for the city to be saved. Perhaps there's a chance for a ripple effect to take place in order to save the city which was filled with Rishon, because that's all it takes. I think what we see from this Yisod HaDavar is the koach of the minyan, the koach of coming together for positive things. And if people come together for negative things, think of the destruction that it could cause. And we should recognize that when we come together for positive things in our lives, and we come together as a tzibor of 10 people, then despite the negative influence that may be around us, we have the ability to go ahead and change the world for the better. And Mir Tzachem, we should take this to mind whenever we're in situations where we feel the religious, maybe, level around us is not where we want it to be. We shouldn't become disheartened. We shouldn't try to distance ourselves. But we should be like Avraham Avinu and understand that if we have those 10 people, then Baruch Hashem, there's always hope to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody, a wonderful Shabbos.